Hello, everybody, and are you ready to get your cheer on? Because I'm ready to cheer on our Netflix and chill session between Ben and I and this new D&T commentaries.
Well, okay, I want to first stress this. This is Dragon's Pick. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Dragon Eternal commentary. I am your host, the marvelous Iggy. And, of course, as always, joining me is my best friend, Mr. Dragon. Dragon, why did you pick Bring It On?
Because sometimes I like to throw darts at a dartboard with certain movie titles on it. And whenever I find something that I would find funny for us to do, I just kind of suggest it. That's pretty much what happened with Beavis and Butthead Do America.
That being said, though, I remember the first time I saw this movie was, it was the Christmas of 2000. And I think I was really sick that Christmas. So I wake up at like 5 in the morning, and apparently they got it for Christmas. I don't really remember that Christmas much. They get it, and it's on. I'm like, what is this? And I became infatuated with this movie. I actually really enjoy this movie for what it is. Like, it's not terrible. Like, I groaned about it, but it's just like, it's an odd for you to pick it.
Well, I don't know about you, Ben, but being the youngest in my family with two older sisters that watched this whenever it was on, I kind of had no choice. And it's kind of funny. Also, a lot of very pretty ladies, and yes, one specific actress that I really liked.
Kirsten Dunst?
I don't think it was
Kirsten Dunst. No, I know who you're thinking of. I know exactly who you're thinking. You're thinking of Elijah Dushku, who comes in later.
She's the one that gets recruited later, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hello there, Christian. I did not even realize that was who you were.
So, did you know any cheerleaders? I know you were pretty antisocial in high school, but did you know any cheerleaders back in high school?
I was antisocial as fuck.
Okay, so you didn't. Being a football player, I did. But I wasn't really friends with any of them. I was like friends of them, you know? So I really wasn't, but that being said, when you think of cheerleaders, you think of, what's the first image you think of, Dragon?
Naked women.
Yes. But, like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, arguably the most famous cheerleaders worldwide. People know who they are. You think of pom-poms, you think of kicking, you think of dancing.
The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
Why would they be laughing? That's not very nice.
By the way, she looks really young. By the way, this is the fourth Kirsten Dunst movie we've done in our library, in our series of commentaries. All three Spider-Man movies. Are three of the five Spider-Man movies, Small Soldiers, and now this. So
wouldn't that make this the fifth, not the fourth?
No, because there's... Whatever. shut up, I can't do
Hashtag
math.
Hashtag BenPie can't count. Hashtag get BenPie trending.
But either way, what I really like about this movie is that, like, there's a perception about cheerleaders, how it's pretty much you just cheer at the game. But there's a larger aspect to cheerleading than... There's not. I think it's most common now. No, but like there may be some people who are not aware that you have to be athletic as fuck to compete at some of these competitions. Like they're not simply just waving pom poms. These men and women, because you can be a male cheerleader, who are super active when it comes to this.
Can I interrupt you and ask you a question?
What?
Do you find it weird to kiss your girlfriend in front of your parents or in front of her parents?
Not really.
Is it like chivalrous or is it like him just kind of being weird about it, or what do you think that whole situation was about?
I think it's him being weird about it, you know. Also, I think he's going to break up with her because this movie is filled with tropes. Like you have the girl Kirsten's as a character whose name I can't never remember. So if we refer to her as just Kirsten, just forgive us. Like, he's going to college. He's thinking, oh, shit, I'm going to get all this other tail, so I better start cutting the loose ends now. But I still got to be super nice to her because I don't want to be, like, a complete asshole. But I'm still going to be an asshole. Also, he just parked in the middle of that. That guy's a dick.
I'm also fairly certain he just high-fived a random dude. I don't even think they were friends. I don't even think they knew each other. He just outright high-fived a straight-up other dude. He's going to do the Eiffel Tower with a college lady.
He's dropping her off, so...
Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
What?
Eiffel Tower also?
Nice. Yeah, sexual positions. You're talking about sex. It's always about sex.
Why is it always about sex with you, Ben?
Because come on. Young people. Look at this. This is pure titillation. That's all this scene is. That's all this is.
You said tit.
God damn it.
Your great mature commentary with Dragon and Turtle. With that said, as a how old was I when this came out? 10?
I was nine. You were 9. I was 10.
I was probably 10 when this was on cable for the first time.
This movie kickstarted me into puberty. I'm pretty sure it was this movie. Like, whoa, what? Especially this particular scene.
What's with all these very pretty ladies in the locker room here? What's going on here?
I didn't have a lot of female friends when I was younger.
Sisters, do you want to explain this situation to me, please?
Well, this is in the locker room. This is just normal. Actually, like, it is titillating, but, like, at the same time, it's titillating because we're making it titillating. Because, like, this is just the same, like, as if you're in a male locker room and you're just changing in front of your front of your dudes. You know? It just happens.
Also, I hate how people just talk about other people behind their backs.
Oh, this is gossip.
Like, just outright bad-mouthing people. Mm-hmm. That's kind of another reason why I'm so antisocial, because I just don't want to deal with that either way. Like, I don't want to try and start it, nor do I want to be a part of it. Nor do I want to be around it when it happens. Because if you can't just outright say it in front of their face, like, you're just kind of being an asshole. Like, even worse than what an asshole would be in front of their face.
Important thing, Dragon. People in high school are complete assholes, and some people don't lose that mentality.
My goodness. Also, as ashamed as I am to admit it, when I watched this movie again as a 13, 14-year-old, right before going into high school, one of the male cheerleaders brings up a certain point about why he would want to join the cheer crew, and it was to fondle the pretty ladies, I'll put it.
I guarantee you there is an underlying to that, also because it's like, you know, this
it's like the trope would... is most male cheerleaders are gay, but at the same time you get the hang out with very pretty ladies. Like, look at these two guys. Aw, that's rude. Yeah. Don't say somebody feels like a cow.
Yeah, that's really fucked up to say.
Oh, shit.
You're supposed to be national champions. Also, I think she has a concussion. Based also, on that thud.
Cheerleading is a very dangerous profession.
It is. You gotta know what you're doing. It's not, again, like I said earlier. Also, I think, yeah, she hurt her neck. You gotta know what you're doing.
Tomorrow, my ass. Yeah, if you kick too far, your skinny leg might just fall right off, breaking someone's window. I don't fucking know. Maybe she'll turn into a necromorph.
But I want to note this movie got a. This movie did get a sequel, by the way.
I have never seen that sequel.
Look, he's playing on a Game Boy, using a Game Boy Color and a Game Boy
camera.
Camera, Game Boy camera, holy shit.
It's a Game Boy camera.
Also, this kid looks old. Look at him.
Yeah, he looks maybe like 13.
He looks like he did meth at that age.
What the shit, Ben? Why do you immediately go to meth?
Because he's a white boy living in California. What do you want me to think?
California. It just kills you that I'm not as smart, but at least I'm pretty.
Damn.
At least when I grow up, I'm going to date Peter fucking Parker. Have you ever heard of Peter fucking Parker?
That
he's Spider-Man.
That movie came out a year later. So she, at probably when Kirsten Dunst was finishing shooting this movie, they probably went into production with Spider-Man. Think about that.
Was Spider-Man not like 2002?
Okay, you're right. It might have been a little longer, but still. I don't think she did a movie in 2001 that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, I feel like she would have been 17 in this movie. Also, I should have probably brought up trivia for this.
You should. Go do it now. I'm pretty sure we haven't missed too much. Because we haven't even got to the juicy part of the story, which I think is the most interesting aspect.
Yeah, this teacher's life, whom we'll probably not see again after this scene. Oh, man.
Did you ever have a teacher mess up your last name? Or is your last name so white you didn't have to worry about that?
Okay, so first of all, I'm offended and I'm triggered by that statement. Second of all, it happened all the time in elementary school, actually.
I want to hear the variations of your name.
Like, for whatever reason, they always, like, ignored the E in my name, so they were always like, Haley? Chris Haley? And I'm just like, oh my fucking god. But I was like a kid, so I was like, oh my god, please, it's Healy. Fuck's sake. But again, I was a little kid, so I was like, fuck you. I mean, no, I was a good kid when I wasn't in control of my anger. When I was in control of my anger.
Also, those two are totally bros.
The loser sneeze?
I don't know what the loser sneeze is.
Like, I just looked to the screen for a moment, and I just, like, I don't, what?
Also, her name is Torrance, by the way. Her character's name is Torrance, which that's a very unique name for a woman. Torrance.
Why is that a unique name?
Because it's androgynous. That can be a dude's name as well.
Also, have you noticed now in more like popular media, my last name is getting a lot more popular?
I think that's just you looking for shit.
No, I'm not even kidding. Like, Daredevil, one of the villains, was named Healy.
It's because they were dealing with the Irish mob, that's why. And, also, we're not talking about Daredevil, we're talking about Bring It On.
And in Orange is New Black, like, one of the...
Oh, the show I made you watch?
Yeah, the security guard is named something Healy. It's like, what the fuck is that about? Why are people stealing my last name, Bitten?
Also, look at those homophobes right there.
Yeah, nice. They're so gay. Let's go suck each other off. I mean, what?
I don't think these characters are actually gay. They're just dudes who that's what they prefer to use as their athletic achievement, and they're good at it. You know?
As their athletic achievement or as a chance to be around girls.
Oh yeah.
Cause I remember at least one person in this movie with that exact mindset.
But at a certain point, you have to put that behind you. Especially considering we know that, like, especially with this particular group of cheerleaders, they're six-time national, or at least five- or six-time national champions, so you can't be thinking about that magical area the entire time.
Jesus Christ. That's already an interesting bit of trivia there. Oh, right. God.
By the way, we're kind of at one of my favorite segments, which is the tryouts. This is, I call the American Idol segment.
This is like an 80s trope right here with the, I'm forgetting the term for it.
Montage?
Thank you.
I don't know how you can get the word montage.
It's been a long day. What can I say?
That is true. It has been a long day. Also, the Asian one needs to get more screen time. Just saying.
Ben, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I don't see color or nationalities. All I see is blobs of gray, except that some grays are grayer than other grays. Oh, sorry.
This is kind of cringeworthy to watch. I'm not going to lie. So do you think somebody forced this girl to be on there? Like, how many of these things were forced to be here?
Do I have to provide... Sir... Get the fuck off the stage.
No, give him a job. He's doing the robot, dude. Look at that.
But that's not what cheers do.
I don't care. We'll give him a special spot.
Somebody's a little high strung.
No, I think she just had something happen to her. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, just because things happen doesn't mean she's not high strung. I want to pee in his butt. I mean, what?
God damn it. So is he actually gay?
He kind of looks like...
I don't know if they actually confirm it, but, like, it's either he's gay, which isn't, you know, nothing wrong with that, or he's just like, finally, another male dancer on here. Let's do this.
I think that guy kind of looks like, I think he was the youngest kid in Home Improvement.
With this guy right here?
No, the one that we were thinking might be gay.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah. He was also the voice for Young Simba. Ma'am.
Is this strippers 101? They're playing the strippers national anthem right now. Did she realize they're all well, most of them are women.
I mean, that one at least is incredibly straight.
Yeah, you can tell just by the look on his face.
That is a bin pie face.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, let's hire her. Is she really a college student? She kind of...
She looks a little petite.
Just a little bit.
I think that's the sister. Yeah.
There's another term for this. What was it? Shit, I am not smart when I'm tired.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Also, was he just making a sucking dick motion? Why was he making a sucking dick motion?
That's how Family Matters are. It's the goddess.
Eliza Dushku. She's very pretty, I'll give you that. But I wanna know what's your infatuation with Eliza Dushku.
She doesn't look like anybody else. She's not like smiley blonde lady. You can obviously tell she's supposed to be more intelligent than everybody else. And I just like that a lot better than other ladies.
you can already tell that these, like, it's a totally different type of, like, clique of people that, like, why are you here?
Because I'm better than you and I'm smarter than you.
Also, they're trying to put her through the ringer.
Yes, can you please hold my wallet? It has a chain, because I'm actually kind of cool. I'm much cooler than you. By the way, I can just do backflips, so fuck you both.
She's very athletic. I'm pretty sure that's a gymnast joke that we're missing out on.
I really don't like her sarcastic looks from her.
Oh, that's why. I can't remember, like, why is she... Because she's a gymnast. And as a gymnast, you don't have to talk. You can play serious.
Oh, shit.
See, the equivalent of what she just said is like me telling you, okay, I want you to do a jumping hard kick into standing light punch, into crouching light kick, into quarter circle forward, into super.
Ben, what the fuck are these words you're saying to me?
Exactly! I love that cheerleading has its own... Every sort of thing has its own thing. I love it. And then she can just do it out of nowhere because she's the fucking goddess.
And then she grew up to be the Pink Ranger.
She's not the Pink... What?
No. I wish she would be a Pink Ranger.
Or at least
Yellow Ranger.
But she's too old now to be...
I don't give a fuck. Kimberly still fits into her Pink Ranger outfit.
What?
Yeah, the original Pink Ranger still has her original outfit, and she can still fit into it.
Oh, good for her. She keeps in great shape. Way to go, Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah.
She's like, what, can you believe she's almost going to be 50, by the way?
I'm sorry, what?
She's got to be in her mid to late 40s now.
No, I refuse to believe this. By the way, there's this bit of trivia that I wanted to read earlier, but then we got a...
I'll let you read the trivia, and I like that... The girls obviously don't want her on there because she doesn't have the look that they want for their cheer squad. But
She's not like them.
No, she wants the best, and it doesn't matter what they look like. I want the best team, and that's admirable about a character. Either way, what was the trivia?
Wow, chuckles. Anyways, apparently during the filming of the scene when Torrance, Missy, Jen, and Les carpool to a football game, a driver, angry that the film's motorcade was making him late for dinner, attempted to drive the camera truck off the road. It appears the character of Les is just an overly cautious driver who keeps checking his side mirrors. Huntley Ritter is really just watching Mr. Road Rage get pulled over by the highway patrol.
Okay, you're going to have to point... I wish you would have saved it for that particular scene, because we haven't gotten there yet.
We haven't? I thought we already passed it.
No, we pretty much just got... The cheer opening, we haven't gotten there yet. They like, I know what scene you're talking about. That's when they get called out for the thing they're going to do.
The thing that should not have been done.
Well, we'll get to that. I don't want to spoil. It's funny, I'm being sacred about this spoiler. But fuck everything else.
It's a fucking movie about cheerleading. What brought us to this point
That's
in
true.
life?
Actually, ESPN does show the world, the like the maybe not high school, but I know they show at least college like cheerleading championships during the time, especially on weekends. So if you want to see athleticism, go watch that shit. That shit, it's actually pretty entertaining.
All right, Miss Eliza Dushku. Is it really pronounced like that? It
I've always
just
heard it pronounced
sounds
Dushku.
wrong in my head.
How have you pronounced how have you pronounced it all these years?
I don't know. I never really paid attention to actresses' names until like a few years ago.
Yeah, like Eliza Dushku.
See,
Is that sound like I'm saying douche coup?
oh my God, she's 36 right now.
She's not that old, shut up.
But she's older than I expected. I thought she would just always be young.
I have a
Then
feeling
again,
this is you in girl form. Just like, I don't give a fuck kind of attitude. What we're looking at is an alternate universe right here. This is what this is. This is what Bring It On is.
where I want to be a cheerleader
You
because fucking gymnastics wasn't
exactly
at
like.
college,
Exactly. And you just had enough of their bullshit.
but I still have my regular attitude about people in general.
Pretty much, yeah. And we know, like. It's kind of, I like that it's hinted right there that something's up,
Oh shit.
and you think it's because of her own personal issues, but really there's something there's something sinister about it.
I'm sorry, the fuck did you just say to me? Our cheers are 100% legitimate. Oh
Damn.
shit. It's gonna be a fight between fuck. Mary Jane and She-Hulk.
She's not She-Hulk though.
Elijah
Oh,
Dushku
she
is the voice
voices.
actress
She's
for
the voice actress for
She-Hulk
sure. Yeah.
in Hulk and the Agents of Smash,
Yeah.
which, by the way, is a horrible title.
It's a fun cartoon though. It's for young kids, but it's so stupid fun. Also, Slugbug. Did you ever play that game?
No, slash me dodges.
Did you ever play that game though? You see a Slugweenie.
With my sisters, yes.
Okay.
There's another car game where that you play, and it's very popular in Texas.
So, it's interesting because this movie kind of plays with sort of like
Race?
race a little bit, which is kind of bold in that you have obviously these cheerleaders who are black, or they're not all black, but they're ethnic, and you can see they originated the cheers, but it's obvious they're from a poor school. So they can't go to, 'cause it costs money to go to these tournaments. So somebody from their school, from Torrance's school, obviously came in and watched their cheers. And because they have the money and the notoriety, they were able to take these cheers that wow people and take them all the way to nationals, which is, that's fucking stealing. And that's like the ultimate form of like white privilege because they were able to get away with it and nobody reported on it. Yes, I did say privilege.
Sorry, I got distracted by the very pretty ladies dancing.
No, it's like I said, it's very, like you want to watch.
Also, Eliza Dushku voiced Selina in Batman Year One.
Oh yeah, that's right.
She's been in a lot of things.
Yeah,
Jesus.
see, like they're bringing. I like that these ladies bring it to them and they shove it in their faces.
Would you say they're bringing it on?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you for going along with it. Oh yeah, she was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's right, that was another movie that she was in that I loved her
Who,
about.
Elijah Dushku?
Yeah, she was in Danielle in The New Guy. You remember her character in The New Guy, right?
No, I don't. I'm focusing on the movie at hand.
Well, I'm gonna let you do that, asshole. Also, let's do The New Guy. Take a shot. And you can be like, hey, it is
But
run of a thing.
don't you agree this is kind of fucked up? I mean, it's obviously it isn't Kirsten's fault. She had no idea. She inherited it. But for that other one to do it, that's really fucked up to do.
It really is. Also, it's like, what do you have to do? Because, of course, her name is Isis.
Well, it's like, that's an Egyptian goddess. So that's probably what she's actually named after, not the current terrorist organization.
Yes, Ben.
Just saying.
Now you do, bitch.
That is such a 90s thing to say, despite it being the year 2000.
This is when the 90s started to die.
No, it was about like, because
2000. It was the year 2000.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, 2001 is when the 90s officially died, because when it became the 21st century. Dun, 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 dun. Brr, rum, bum, bum. And this comes that realization that,
you know, my life has been a lie.
Yeah.
What am I going to do about it? Am I going to just cry and cuddle up in a corner? Or am I going to do something about it?
Yeah. This doesn't have an inherently bad story behind it. So I don't think so.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty well paced, actually.
Yeah, for like a movie about cheerleading, there's a couple of cheesecakey moments, but pretty much it's about like how like you have this racism angle. Well, it's not like, I guess not racism, but like classism, because it's obviously the richer school and the poorer school, sort of stuff like that. And then, you know, you have Torrance dealing with all that, dealing with responsibility with the leader and in school and her boyfriend's off at college, and how do you handle all that, you know?
Also, even though they're telling this story about, like, her initiation, I guess, about the curse about the spirit stick, I feel like this would have just been originally a prank.
I'm pretty sure it is a prank.
It's like, I'm just going to go ahead and take this, and I'm going to disrespect it in front of everybody and just drop it. Well then. Oh no.
She fell way too gracefully. Oh God. That is.
Rip.
It didn't even break.
Jesus Christ. What was with that look?
Oh, that like, I knew you were going to fuck up look?
Yeah, pretty much. Or at least, I knew you were going to be a bitch about it. The person who drops it goes to hell. Because we, well, Hades could, because yeah, this is a kid's movie.
This is a kid's movie. Because Hades is not as worse of a place as hell. Because you just wait in line all the time. It's like being at a Walmart. I don't have personal experience, but.
Did you know that grapefruit is the no wait, it's not grapefruit. Fuck, shit, what was,
oh look, it's old man kid again stalking. Look at him, he looks so old.
He certainly got very red eyes for whatever reason.
Look, no, look at, not even the red eyes, but look at the lines on his fucking face. What was his, who was his meth dealer, and why was he on set?
God damn it, now it's bugging me.
What,
there's a certain fruit that that's origin is from hell, and I can't remember what it was.
I think I know what you're talking about. Fuck!
Right?
Not apricots. Pomegranates!
That's it, thank you. Thanks, Persephone. Wife of Hades.
I love Greek mythology. No, remember, Dragon, it's murder-suicide.
I'm sorry, what? Where'd that come from?
I mean, this is kind of like a version of privilege, you know, where like they think because he's like the other school can't do, like, what are they gonna do about it? They can't prove that they did anything. Like that's like, and like we're just gonna continue doing the cheers that they know. That's kind of fucked up. It kind of makes some of these cheerleaders look like assholes. Or, I guess I'm just gonna say assholes.
Is everyone in favor of winning? All it takes is us going before them, and we win. Then they'll be the ones told that they were cheating and stealing our moves.
And they may, and then, like, ugh. That's super racist.
Is it racist, or is it just a fucked up thing to do in general?
I think it's racist because they specifically stole from a black or ethnic school. And they're white, and they know they can get away with it. I don't think all of them.
That's not inherently racist. Also, that kid is not playing any games.
No, he's not. He's just sort of pressing the buttons.
they're just thieves.
Also, he's playing Twisted Metal.
Yeah, buddy.
But like, I think, but I, it's okay. Maybe not the thieving, but the thought of.
Like, you're just adding it because of race.
Well, it's there, and I think also because you have that some, not all of them, but some of them were like, "What are they gonna do about it? They can't prove it." You know, it's like, that's that. I think that has to do with the fact that. Not maybe not consciously for them, maybe not the writers were in it, but like subconsciously, I can believe that.
What kind of term is scamming on guys for a gay thing? Also, she outright took the game out of the console, or it wasn't in that console to begin with.
It was never in that console. He was emulating it with his mind because he's so fucking high on meth.
Also, we can't say hell, we can say Hades, but we can call our older sister a bitch.
Yep. Also, she looks really cute in that uniform.
This is all my childhood fantasies come to life. all right. So, yes. Everything is coming to fruition right now.
Yep.
So I will be back in about 20 minutes. I gotta go take care of a thing. Oh, well. And then we fast forward. Because that's how improv works. I've also forgotten a majority of what happens in this movie besides, like, two important things.
Oh, they bring it up.
I'm controversial.
I'm going to start saying that if somebody asks me, what's your preference? I'm controversial. I'm just going to start saying that. That's a great saying.
Why is that a great saying?
Because even like, though you're ambiguous. Straight. I'm controversial. What's that? Makes you think. And if there's anything I like to do, is like making people think.
You want people to think about your sexual preference?
Yes. They're going to ask me. They're already thinking about it. So why not just give them a weird answer? I'm controversial. What does that mean exactly?
Here's the straight answer. Hint, hint. 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 Anyways.
Oh, look, it's you. You're in band.
I wish I was on that set so I could see more Elias said.
By the way, I've never seen it. Like, I think the football team being that bad is just so... I've never seen a football team that inept where they have trip over themselves as they're running onto the field.
Sure you have. It was, like, the whole beginning of The New Guy.
I'm talking about in real life.
Oh, well, I'm well, maybe. I don't know.
I'm getting flashbacks to high school with this right here, especially with the being on the football field.
So, fun fact about me, when I was in high school and in band, because I hated going outside so much and I hated football, every year I chose specifically one class to fail so I didn't have to go to football games for band.
Damn.
Because you always have to have at least like a 70 average between all of your classes or else you're not eligible to go. Unless it's like for home games, and I don't think
guy.
Even barely then.
Yeah.
And on weeks that I felt like going, I was like, I kind of like wearing these band uniforms actually, and I get to wear a silly plume on my head.
These look like the youngest. Look how young these guys look, and look how small they look. They look small, don't they?
Yeah, remember when football was about the sport and not the steroids? Wait.
It's always been about the steroids.
Yeah, we need to breed specific giant walls as well. Hi there.
Remember, he's the straight one.
Yeah, he is. Well then, somebody is quite the vixen.
And this is the rival school, isn't it? Yep.
Well, it's certainly a rival. Well,
that you're telling me that line's not racist. You're telling me
that's
there's
not racist. That's all. That's just saying
you're telling the brown people that they're not gonna pop our gas someday. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Kidding me
why
with
do you
that?
Have to keep making it a race thing? Why can't you
because
just make
there,
it a
it's not a completely race thing, but there's racist
go
elements
to your wife it. Relying on your looks, and you're just gonna marry some asshole like gas station owner. Then you're just gonna be the person pumping the gas for us because we're gonna be successful. You're not.
I'm just saying, man. This is some things. There's some things you look at. It's just like, holy shit. That has to either be super unintentional, or your subconscious is thinking about it.
No, I never thought about that.
Not any specifically. The writers, the people who put that scenario together.
Oh my god, she has a power over the crowd. She has a power over me.
She's the cult of personality is what she has.
Also, he is also quite the handsome dude. Not to forget.
Also, other girls are noticing.
Anything.
Yeah.
Oh. And here's the thing. There goes that thumb. I thought that's what you wanted. I'm sorry.
What did he do exactly? He put it up her butt.
Well, either that or the other way. Either way, it's a sexual harassment suit waiting to happen.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to forget she's in a relationship, technically.
A relationship where he hasn't even answered to any calls, and this is before texting was a thing.
Yep. Oh, here they come. Never mind. I was wrong. No racism from earlier. I was wrong. Okay, I'll admit that. You're right. You were right.
They are also quite beautiful.
Yes, they are. They're very pretty.
Uh-oh. We got other cheerleaders here for whatever reason. Also, only four.
And I like how they start mimicking them right in front of them, basically taunting them.
Where's security? Like, seriously, where is security? I don't think they'd allow this thing to kind of happen.
I mean, it's not hard to draw two and two together. Something's up here.
Like, oh, damn.
And they added their own little spin to it. See what I did there?
Rip.
They just got served.
Remember when everybody would just try and be like intimidating, just like thrust their torso at you for a moment, be like, "Yeah, how's it going? I can kick your ass. You want to fight? I'll fight you."
Also, their team lost by 42 points. You know, I wouldn't be talking. You just exactly that guy has the right point. Yeah. You're
shut up.
That's why they lost the damn game, because they're too worried about fucking the cheerleader dudes. Telling me they don't want in that ass.
Yeah, it's always been one of those things where if you're really afraid or like insulting somebody else for their sexuality or possible sexuality, you're very insecure about yourself, and you're probably thinking some gay thoughts yourself.
Probably. But because you don't want to be perceived as gay, you have to find somebody who you think is gay and
mock them. Sticking in their butt.
Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is all you high schoolers are doing out there, because I don't think we have any high school listeners, don't be afraid to take it off the butt. Just do it. It's okay. We'll accept you. The world will accept you.
But, please use a condom.
Yes. Wait, it doesn't really matter because man can't get pregnant, so...
You can still get STDs.
True. Stick it out the butt with safety.
But always be safe.
Yes. Hashtag safe sex.
And then we got like a bunch of angry mothers that were angry because we were teaching safe sex to kids. Safe gay sex to kids. Hey, sorry, I was just staring at your brother and... I think his winky kind of poked out of his boxer shorts for a moment or two. I don't know. I wasn't staring for like 30 minutes here. Shut up. God, Eliza Dushku is hot. I'm sorry.
Also, I think he was jerking right there.
No, he was strumming a high note.
Looked like he was strumming the shit really low. Just saying. Oh, that's a little...
Hey, how's it going? So, brushing your teeth, are you? I mean, I can...
You come to this bathroom often?
Just kidding. All the time. Or, if you wanted to, you could go the different route. Actually, no, but I'd like to.
That's true. By the way, any trivia? Any other trivia besides that other one that we missed?
I'm sorry, I was so into the movie in our conversation, so I kind of forgot about it.
True, sometimes a movie doesn't need commentary. Not commentary. We need commentary. But, trivia. But, what's the other one?
Going back to the thing, because I was on Lajadushku's,
Of course you were! You have a healthy obsession with Lajadushku.
She is a beautiful woman.
She is! But so is Kirsten Dunst and half the other women in this movie.
And I wish I could have been, like, her friend.
Just her friend, that's it?
I mean, she's probably married by now.
Probably.
I didn't actually go too far into her documentary. Also, Burden of Joy over there. That's a weird poster to have for, like, a punk rocker.
Why is that a weird choice?
I don't know. It seems weird to me. No, I have a boyfriend that doesn't pay attention to me. But he is pretty hot.
You can tell she's pining for some, like she still, like, feels like she's in a relationship, but because...
Oh, it was the Grease moment!
Oh, where they're thinking of each other in the rooms?
Where it just, not pans, but fades into the other face.
Yeah. Oh, this is where we get revealed he's an asshole.
I mean, that was already revealed when he stuck his finger up somebody's,
No, this anyways. Guy, this is the guy at the beginning.
Oh, this is the boyfriend.
This is the boyfriend. No. That other guy is just straight, who just wants to get some pie.
Yeah, he does. Gauntlets were thrown.
Was the Infinity Gauntlet?
Man, that's coming up soon. Is that in, like, is that this year or next year? This year or this the next 3 years year after? From now. Damn. I don't know why, but for a moment I thought that watch was like a meth pipe. Not a meth pipe, but like a bong.
Like, it was, we'll get another montage coming up, by the way.
This is a movie from the year 2000. What are we getting all these montages for?
I don't know, because it's still fashionable by the time to do this, to still do 80s montages.
You forgot the area code? How will I know where you are?
Oh, and there it is right there.
Oh, no.
Damn, that's fucked up.
At least be honest about it and just break up with the man or break up with the lady.
Why guys don't just do that. There's something about men who... I mean, some women do it too, but mostly men... Who will try? I can have both. No, you can't. One will find out, and it's gonna end. You're gonna end up losing both of them.
It's like deciding over a hard shell or a soft shell taco. You just can't combine the two. Oh my god, they did! Cheesy gordita crunch. Taco Bell, what's up?
God damn it! We do not endorse cheating or affairs. We do not. Also, I'm pretty sure this is just shot with just a straight up video camera.
Working, you can tell, but the car wash. Oh my god! I mean,
this is just straight up like
fan service.
This is fan service. This is why is she picking? She picked a nose. It's not fan service anymore.
You just made a sexy thing in slightly less sexy.
Because I don't think she knows how to be sexy. Just like right there,
Eliza. Please, you're. It's not nice. Please.
Don't jerk my antenna, please. That's not nice.
Also, remember when cars had antennas?
Holy shit, they don't have antennas. I've never noticed until now.
Oh my god, cheesy gordita crunch, Taco Bell.
What's up? Also, oh, really?
Hi.
What? I guess he's traumatized.
Also, for a moment there, I thought he had, like, another glance before looking back into the eyes.
Are you implying an incestuous relationship between the brother and the sister?
Maybe not an incestuous relationship, but, like, a... Like, at least a glance between actor and actress.
That's true.
Aw, that's rude. Oh, goodness.
Dang. You know he did that shit on purpose, though.
I drive hard. We know. Work hard. We play hard.
Oh, man. And guys will do anything to get women's attention.
just could you put a second coat on it for me, please? I really want it to shine afterwards.
Did we just enter 50 Shades of Grey?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that dude's just wearing really weird leather boots.
I'm just saying, man. I see leather and I go to 50 Shades of Grey immediately. Sir? Even looks like he's into BDSM.
Sir, your bootstraps are on the wrong end. They're supposed to be at the front. I think you're full of shit also.
Not gonna lie, I love this fucking song. Is he doing the Macarena?
I'm pretty sure that's just the Macarena. And then it just becomes weirdly sexual.
Yeah. I think he's just doing interpretive dance.
Isn't that what cheerleading is?
No, cheerleading is not about dancing. It's choreography. There's a difference, I think.
You think? You don't even know. Don't speak about things you don't know about.
Sexist asshole.
Also, yes.
That's fucked up to say.
Is it fucked up to say, or is it at least good to point out weaknesses that you can, like, improve on? Some of these, granted, is kind of a dick thing to say.
This is still, like, this is the first day being a complete asshole.
Male cheerleaders and upset.
God damn. That's okay, she's pretty when she doesn't smile.
She's pretty both when she smiles and doesn't smile. Also,
damn.
Child birthing. I mean, what?
Wow. This guy's an asshole.
Yes. I mean, that is probably true. Also, that's a sexual harassment suit waiting to happen. You just put your finger in her mouth or on top of her mouth.
Yes, it is. Holy shit. This is cringeworthy bad.
Imagine if this movie came out nowadays.
Oh my, that's what I would love. I would love to see re-releases of movies and just see people's reactions and just eat up their salt. God damn it!
Sir, I feel like I should mention that we did hire you, and for those statements, you are fired.
You're fucking
paid. Without pay, rather. So, kindly get the fuck out, and never come back again.
This is so horrible. Holy shit. I guarantee you, part of me wants to believe that this guy was rejected by so many women, so he became this choreographer just so he could be mean to women for no reason.
Let's be fair here.
That's sexual harassment.
That is, in fact, sexual harassment.
Holy shit. And he's on meds. Of course he is.
Lots of meds. No wonder he's so high strung. He's been... I mean, what?
What?
I'm just kidding. JK. No... Please don't do it. Jazz hands!
Also, he flipped him off.
Once again, we can't say hell. We have to say Hades. But we can call her older sister a bitch, and we can flip also, off other
oh,
people.
That's fucked up. Holy shit. This guy is patronizing as fuck, dude. Not gonna lie, I'll still do jazz hands every now and then, though. Like, just out of nowhere, I'll do jazz hands.
I find it weird that he's calling it spirit fingers, though.
They're jazz hands, though.
Exactly! Just call them fucking jazz hands. Sir, that was school property. I'm gonna have to ask you to kindly get the fuck out. Also, give us some money to replace that stool.
I don't see the fucking difference. I don't see the fucking difference, man!
That's probably the point, or maybe we're just not seeing it. Well, fuck this. I don't care about fingers.
Oh, the ever the optimistic.
That's me.
So are we confirming that? Wait, I thought you were Eliza Dushku in this universe.
It's weird that I have the attitude of Eliza Dushku in a lot of situations, but I'm also an optimist. I also dream big. I want us to go to E3 one year, Ben.
One day.
One day.
One day. day. I'd rather go to Evo, honestly.
Evo E3, it's all good.
Evo, I would also like to go to compete.
I would also like to go to PAX. I would also like to go to the Sony press conference, like their specific only press conference that they have once a year now.
Also, now we get some romantic interaction between these two.
Some are loving, having a blast.
Are you saying this is just a redoing version of Grease?
I mean, not really, because asshole over here doesn't drive like Grease Lightning. He's not in a gang.
He's the Ramones, though.
One has nothing to do with the other.
He listens to the Ramones, though.
Nothing. That has nothing to do with fucking Grease in any way.
Yes, it does, because it's music. Out. Music. Also, he's getting really close. Fucking, oh, fuck it. I don't really care. I mean, you know.
That fucking means that ABBA has everything to do with Grease.
Dancing Queen?
Because fucking music.
That is the whitest way I've seen a white girl dance. Holy shit.
And yet, she pulls it off because of how hot she is. Eliza Dushku, what's up?
No.
Please
no.
Come
Stop.
To our show.
Stop. Stop.
I know the things that I've been saying this entire commentary probably sounds really creepy, and you probably don't want to have anything to do with me, but please come to the show. I'm actually a lot more chill.
See, I like that they actually show this part of cheerleading. Something that most people don't know. I know I said that earlier, but...
Look at all the white ladies.
Oh, oh God. Shit, we got the Christians.
Oh, God, we got Ben's college here.
What? No!
What?
Okay, around this time, I was super religious, not gonna lie.
Uh-huh. The fuck am I supposed to be doing here? Am I praying? Am I practicing my cheers?
I like how we're seeing... she's basically us, the viewer, in a way, mm-hmm. in that the way the camera's panning around, she sort of represents what, like, we're being, as we're oh, being God, overwhelmed God. With all the sensory overlord, so is she. She's like our camera, in a way.
Also, I would hate to go into a large room with all these incredibly colorful outfits, also sponsored by Hut's Ketchup. Oh, shit.
God damn. By the way, she called that little girl.
She's still punching her in, like, the chest.
Yeah.
She's like, you want to fucking go, bitch?
Also, she called that little girl a whore. I'll fuck you up. Is that Bruce Campbell? That guy looks like Bruce Campbell, doesn't he?
No. No, he doesn't. I don't see how you're seeing Bruce Campbell from that face.
He just looked like him for a brief second. Also, everybody knows a parent like this. The parent who gets too damn involved doesn't know when to fucking stop. Thankfully, my parents weren't like that. They got yelled at me, but not at, like, at anybody else, like the refs or anything like that.
Now that you mention it, though, I didn't know anybody that had a parent. I saw it happen at a few, shit, what were those meetings called when you got out of school early, but you had to go to the stadium?
PTA meetings?
It's not a PTA meeting. It's like a... It happens before every game. Shit. Cheer? No.
You mean a pep rally?
Thank you.
That's not a meeting.
It's a school meeting.
It's just a pep rally.
Fuck you. I saw it happen. I saw, like, parents be like, you gotta do better. Fucking goddammit. Also, her daughter was really hot.
Whose daughter?
The person with... The hot lady,
the mom?
The helicopter mom, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, why did you say helicopter mom?
Because helicopter parenting.
Oh, okay. Wait, what?
Say hover over their kids.
Oh, why didn't you say hover parent? Well, I guess helicopter parenting sounds better. Also, I like how the judges are like, oh, this is what ethnicity looks like. I like it.
Stop making it about race.
That was a joke. That was in jest. I'm not trying to... Also, that was a little funny quip.
Once again, very beautiful women.
Yes, but like look at all like the athleticism of and remembering moves and timing. It's not easy being a cheerleader, man. It's not just being pretty.
It's also not easy being in band.
No, it's not. Well, it's not easy doing a lot of things. But we're talking about cheerleading.
in band, you have to memorize entire charts and graphs to where you're supposed to be standing and where you're supposed to be moving in between charts. And I was always a shadow due to, one, grades, and two, I was a freshman and they didn't want to, like, allow freshmen to be in the actual thing.
That sucks. Also, you can tell she's super nervous.
You see, I'm an actress, but I'm also acting to be a little nervous on camera.
Well, she knows they're screwed.
Oh, what the fuck was that? I think I'm having a panic attack right now. Bye. I need a paper bag. Please.
Oh, their routine got stolen.
How ironic.
How does it feel, bitch?
To be fair, this is entirely their fault for hiring a dumbass choreographer.
True.
Who does other colleges. Look how
uninspired they are. The crowd's just like, whoa, what is this?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, look, and he's wearing a turtleneck, the ultimate sign of a douche.
The fuck was that? That was for me. I mean, I didn't realize I was that good, but Jesus. One of them was almost to tears. Shut the fuck up about the curse.
Not gonna lie, as a person who played baseball, I can totally relate to this shit.
I thought you played football.
I played baseball too. Football was in the fall.
Damn it, Ben, how long were you going to keep the secret from me?
What secret? I talked about... Shut up. Just shut up.
You've always only talked about football. You've never said anything about
baseball. Because I was better at it. There you go.
Oh, no. Please. Oh, shit.
They're going to do it. Oh, boy.
Well, you kind of have to commit when that's your only thing. You either do one thing that you've stolen or do the other thing that you've stolen.
And the judges are like, wait a minute, something's up. Because they couldn't, I mean, they were screwed either way. Because if they do that routine that the Clovers did, they get bopped. They do the routine they do now, they still get bopped.
At the same time, would it be the exact same situation if they had gone first, though?
No, but they didn't go first.
Everybody else would have given them shit.
Oh, look, like it's the other team captain, shit. Too.
I'm embarrassed to know these women. I'm actually just here to see all the beautiful ladies.
And this is actually, like, an embarrassing for them because they're the defending national champions, and this is what they come out with. Like, what happened, you know?
We end with the robot. And the former team captain, she's like, what the fuck is all this about?
Once I graduated high school, I pretty much did not keep up with high school football. Like, my high school was like, I don't want to see anymore. I'm done.
Who even cares about high school football, really?
Texas. Our state. It's a big thing.
I mean, I would agree with you if this were maybe college football, where it kind of matters more.
Football in tech. We're gonna do Friday Night Lights, and I will talk to you. I will show you. I know you were antisocial, but Texas high school football is a big deal, in terms of the communities. It's maybe not like on a national level, but in terms of the communities it's in, it's treated like a college football or an NFL game. So there you go. I'll leave my case at that. But this isn't about it.
Yes. What's the problem? Is it that we went second, and now you think we stole a thing? No, you don't want to try and stick your dick in her butt right now. Settle down.
Also, this guy's being a dick right now. Like,
what, him? He's being a dick now. He just wants to be like, hey, girl.
Yeah, but he can see
that I'm here to support you. Important. Yeah, it's his fault for not being like, hey, I need to give you some space because you look like you're in a high-stress situation at the moment. But at the same time, hey, girl I really like, I'm here to support you. I'm here to back you up when you need it. He's trying to boost morale. The morality
Well, also, it turns out they are not the only ones who were used this guy.
Yeah, that's the thing that happens when you hire the dude that teaches the exact same thing to everybody else.
Actually, it was the boyfriend's fault for even bringing that guy's name up.
It's fair enough. At the same time. Oh, that's neat. I'm glad we didn't exactly have to work very hard, because we would have just had a guaranteed spot.
Well, I mean, that's not unprecedented that the defending champions should go back to defend, at least get a chance to defend their title. Maybe not in the final competition, but like at least in that tournament, in that particular tournament.
What do you mean, naive?
Oh, fuck you. This is a girl who can't let high school girl. You can let high school go. You can totally tell.
She's only like a year out of high school, to be fair.
I know, but it's like, if she didn't steal tears to begin with, none of this would be like this, you know?
Also, why is she here? I don't remember why.
Because sometimes like older players or veterans like to come back and see how like because it's common like for like either sophomores, freshmen, like to play on the same team together. You want to see how they're doing. You want to see them grow. But that's why she's probably there for initially support. Then she sees disgust because their routines are shit.
Yeah, I bet it's been a rough transition when you're fucking another woman, you asshole.
Doesn't he look like Hitler's ideal dream?
God damn it. Why did you immediately go there, Ben?
Because blonde hair, blue eyes, and he's a lying son of a bitch. He's Hitler's dream.
He's not even blonde.
He's dirty blonde.
You're a dirty blonde. I don't even know what I mean by that.
That's fucked up. Why would you tell your girlfriend that? Like, why? There's no reason.
Oh, shit, now I see. I wasn't paying attention for a moment because I was paying attention to you. Mm-hmm. But, goddamn, dude. Why you gotta be an asshole like that, man?
Just break up with her now. Just do it. I know her life sucks right now, but you're just making it even worse.
I'm going to support you. I'm going to tell you to quit or at least give up your position as captain. And then I'm going to support you more because I'm a great boyfriend that also cheats on you.
And doesn't call.
Fuck off. That wasn't a romantic kiss. That was like an I was cheating on you kiss, and I don't want to admit it yet.
Pretty much.
Fuck you, I can date Spider-Man. She looks like she's getting a bit suspicious about him.
She yeah. And look, he speeds off. Why would you speed off? You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to wait till the person gets in their door. Yeah, beforehand.
Anything can happen between now and then. Mm-hmm. Somebody could jump out of the bushes, mugger.
Oh, and now he comes to the realization.
I'm sorry.
I've actually been in this situation, and it kind of hurts to watch this right now. Where you think a girl has an affection for you, but she never explicitly says she has a boyfriend, but she's sending you messages.
Oh no, he even made a mixtape. That's how you know things are serious.
Do kids even know what a mixtape is nowadays? Or do they just say the word and not know what it is?
Hey, girl, I made you a playlist.
Is that what it is? I made you a Spotify playlist. I'll send it to you via Twitter, via DM.
Ben, what the fuck is that thing she's holding?
That's a cassette. That is a beautiful cassette. It's how we used to listen to music, kids.
The fuck is a cassette?
God, shut up. Just by the way, why does she have a little thing that just says hair? Did you notice that?
Sometimes you just want to brush your head with your hair brand brush.
That makes no sense what you just said.
Also, she's got the characters from Wizard of Oz behind her.
Yeah. Dorothy, Tin Man, you, Scarecrow.
Sorry, what?
You're the lion.
Why am
you're the cowardly lion.
Why am I the lion?
Because you have no heart. Or is that the scarecrow?
That's the Tin Man, you piece of shit!
Oh. Yeah, you're the Tin Man.
Why am I the Tin Man, though?
Because you're evil.
How am I evil? Just because I don't give a shit doesn't mean I'm evil. Yeah. I'm gonna date that dude now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you White Girl Dancing.
Only one thing could have made this scene better.
What?
I'm gonna give you this pitch here. You're free to reject it if you wanted, but
I'm probably gonna raise an objection.
I feel like this scene would have been better if we had replaced Kirsten Dunst with Eliza Dushku.
Objection! Kirsten Dunst is just as hot as Eliza Dushku. You need to get over your fantasy.
No. Get out of my house.
Also, these two, while they haven't had much screen time, you can tell they're the ones who are trying to escalate her. They're going to try to start the mutiny.
They are definitely the bitches of the team. Mm-hmm. And that's not like a sexist thing to
call them. No, they're just straight up being bitches.
Yeah. And if you want, we can call them assholes, but it's just synonymous. It's interchangeable. I like how we can just flip each other off constantly.
Isn't that what we do, though? I know I do that all the time.
Stop flipping off your screen, Ben. With the finger down, Ben! Also, feel free to take that sentence out of context.
Yep.
Gay jokes. Well, then. Alright.
Damn! That's a threat!
Shut the fuck up.
The
fuck
also, you that's saying? The first time that woman has said anything all movie.
And she never spoke again.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Hard work. I didn't sign up for this.
I signed up to win a national championship. Not hard work. What is this shenanigans?
I thought we'd win just by copying other people.
Yep. I thought we were just going to be dittos the entire time.
Ditto! Once again, when I am bored, I make weird noises, or at least I try to mimic other voices. Fine, I guess we'll do it your way.
Her eye roll game was on point.
When did that become a thing, saying it's, blank is on point?
Fucking Iggy Azalea or something.
It sounds so weird. Also, she wouldn't have been sent home because her bra is visible.
Yep. Well, maybe this is a more lax school. Also this.
Hey. Did you know that I'm in a movie? I'm actually dry humping a lady and you're not because you're both gay?
Also, they're...
So, like, the fuck did you just call me?
By the way, that would never happen in a movie nowadays. It's still bad now, and obviously that guy is super gay. Oh, look, they're 1920s dancing.
Yeah, man. You ever danced in the 1920s?
No.
We do the swinga. Sir, we appreciate.
Was that a Karate Kid reference right there?
Probably. Doot 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 doot. Doot 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 doot.
That was not Austin Powers.
Yeah, but that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Just because of the fluff?
It just looked like a bunch of dance moves that you wouldn't have seen from an Austin Powers movie.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised that you're here. Marathon
confirmed.
Dude, I wish we could do an Austin Powers marathon.
We wish. We just gotta buy the DVDs and do them. That's it. They're not that expensive. Just gotta find them. Or rent them off of Amazon.
Oh, shit.
She pretty much figured it out.
I mean, she's figured everything out but the cheating, I think.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Well, hi. Well, this is just the icing on the cake.
Oh,
bye, Felicia. Boy.
Bye, Felicia. Is that what the kids say nowadays?
You're a cheerleader?
Why is that disgusting? Why is this shouldn't be a fucking stigma? Fuck you, lady. Also, see, what did I say happens? You try to have best of both worlds, you lose both of them in some fashion.
Yeah, you do. Also, I feel like Kirsten Dunst wasn't actually working out there. Like, she had no weights behind her. We couldn't see if there were any actual, like, weights, but...
Again, I really love her admiring. She doesn't want to win unless she knows that they beat the absolute best.
She's Goku.
Well, yeah. Well, like, that's that competitive spirit. You know? Like, it's one thing to win. It's an, like, winning is great, but when you can beat against your perceived rival, like when I whoop your ass in fighting games, it's an even higher victory.
Look at me. My dad's rich. I can make him do whatever I want so I can possibly win. Do the right thing, Dad.
I was hoping she would say Daddy.
Why?
I don't know, because she's a spoiled witch, right, girl?
Daddy, please, buy me this Barbie, even though I'm a college student, I think. Are we in high school or are we in college? I'm not sure, because I haven't really been paying that much attention.
We don't get enough time with these girls, though. I would kind of wish we did. Like, you could almost make a separate movie about them.
I don't like her, though.
What, the one with the pacifier?
Yeah, she's way too sassy for her.
Nah, I think that's enough. That's a lot of sass. I think that's enough sass.
I don't know about that.
I love her sass.
You say that in terms of a movie, but think about
just actually hanging out with her. It's great. Oh shit, white girl alert.
Oh shit, you came to the wrong neighborhood, motherfucker. Also, why are they just sitting in the middle of the basketball court?
You think they would sit on the benches, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Bleachers. Bleachers is the proper term. My bad.
No.
She just told you it's money to get you in.
Look, I'm just trying to make things right, lady. Well, then. On one hand, that's a fucked up thing to do. On the other hand, from your point of view, we don't need your fucking pity. We can do it on our own skill. By our own skill, rather. Well, up, slight name drop.
Slight, but it didn't say on, so.
I wish she had said on. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead.
What?
What? This isn't sponsored by Head On.
No, it's not.
Remember that also, annoying commercial that I used to play all the time?
No, I don't remember.
Head On, apply it directly to the forehead. Mm-mm. Head On, apply it directly to the forehead. Like, it would say it like five times.
Why is she wearing a shirt with the United Kingdom on it? I don't get it.
Because we're Americans wishing we were British people again.
Probably. Hashtag Brexit.
Hashtag make America great again by combining with Europe.
What, are we Transformers now? So now she's trying to get in good graces with him. By the way, look at those old-ass headphones he has.
The fuck is that thing coming out of both ends?
Bitch, that's a fucking cord. Don't be ignorant. By the way, I'm not gonna lie. If you had long hair with those headphones,
they would be invisible.
That shit gets caught in your hair. That's not fun.
I don't even understand how ladies or guys just kind of deal with longer hair.
They take care of it.
It's like it's always in my ear. It's poking me in the eyes all the time whenever it gets too long. I hate it. I don't get the coalition between those two. Screw you, says the cheerleader. I don't know. I don't get it. Oh, shit. Apparently, many of the storms performed by the teams in the national competition, including all stunts more than two bodies high, the flyovers, and the basket tosses with head-over-heels rotation, are illegal at high school levels, according to the National Federation, Interscholastic Spirit Association. We're about to see a whole lot of illegal shit.
Cool.
For a second there, I thought when they brought up Paulita, I thought they were talking about that cook that got fired because she said a racist thing on TV or in an interview or whatever.
It was an interview. By the way, was this a real show? I don't remember.
I don't think it was.
Okay. I think they're just playing off of Oprah, aren't they?
Probably just playing off of Oprah.
Because you can't... I guarantee you Oprah probably would have asked for too much money.
And then just gave it to all of her audience. You get too much money! You get too much money!
Everybody gets too much money. Oprah is one of the most powerful women in the world.
She needs to check her privilege, though. JK. Hey, guys. We're not going to take a white lady's money, but we'll take yours. Please. I was holding the microphone.
Look at that look she's giving, like, please, you're fucking up our moment.
We gave you an honorary cheerleading outfit.
That's a nice little joke, though.
Is this actually in my size? Do I need to get on camera and wear this now?
That would have been a funny little alternate if they, like, made a cost, like, one for her.
I like how their arms are linked, and it continues with my fantasies. I mean, what?
Girls walk arm in arm with each other all the time, and it doesn't have to be sexual. Girls...
I've rarely seen that, where it wasn't inherently sexual.
No, I see them do it all the time.
I've never seen that.
It's because you're antisocial. You don't pay attention to shit.
I work in a very social environment.
That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you pay attention.
I am very observant. Thank you, sir. The fuck is that thing?
Also, these are high school girls.
The fuck is that thing in the wall?
It's a cord, motherfucker.
That wasn't a cord. I was talking about the wall.
Oh, I don't know. I was paying attention.
It looked like a speaker. It might have been the AC. I don't know.
Oh, there's the national stage. It's odd that this is, like, indoors. It's usually most of the cheer competitions I've seen, like, the two of them I've seen, are indoors.
I feel really weird that there might be families in this crowd, but at the same time, this seems too large to only be families.
Why would you... Like, it's nothing sexual. It's just they're just, you know... It's not like they're removing their clothes.
I know, but...
They're not gyrating.
The fuck are people that aren't, like, related coming to these kind of things forward? Like, are there actual people that are really into cheerleading for whatever reason?
That, or they could be college scouts looking for people to recruit to their school. Other coaches from other schools looking at the competition, because just because they didn't make it to nationals this year doesn't mean they can't look at the competition. Stuff like that.
And, of course, the nationals were filmed in Oceanside, California. Because everything has to be in California.
Yeah, well, this is in Florida. They said it was in Florida. You weren't paying attention.
Shut up, Ben. I'm Batman.
Also, this is a very interesting point, how she basically tries to give them advice. Because while they're very good, they've never performed on a stage this big before. And that's actually a real thing where, like, you can be just good, but sometimes that atmosphere of performing in, say, a, you know, this is maybe 500 people at most, that's still a larger audience than they're used to competing against. You know, it simply happens with high school athletes who play college football, and when college football athletes who
handy shot in NFL. I'm sorry, what?
I was making a very point on what it's like going from a small stage to an extremely big stage, that you can be talented, but you also have the combination of talent plus composure to stay in focus.
Yes.
On a big stage. That's equally as important. And that's something you can't teach. You just have to inherently learn it and adapt as quick as you can. Either you have it or you don't. Lord knows I didn't have it.
I did. And then I got kicked out of band because I was, quote unquote, trying to manipulate the system.
Well, you were.
Was I, though?
Yeah.
How do you figure? I actually really enjoyed the band part of marching band. I just didn't like the marching part of it.
Well, yeah, there you go.
I enjoyed the hell out of playing about the music. I'm talking about cheerleading. Hey, Ben, a lot of things for marching band has to go with cheerleading.
Yeah, but this is...
It boosts morale of the team.
Also, they fucked up. And now we're seeing the failure. We're getting a montage of failures.
No. Rip. And multiple legs were broken that day.
You can break your leg that way. I mean, if you fall wrong.
Lady, you are a little too into it. You got...
No.
Stop trying to upstage your team.
I'd rather a person be into it than not have no enthusiasm whatsoever.
Is it just me, or was your side also kind of stuttering when the clovers were...
No, that's an on-purpose thing.
That's that's a really weird choice to make.
I know. It doesn't make any sense to the film to do that.
Yeah, it was kind of off-putting, actually.
Yeah, also, Girl Night.
The character of Mime is credited as Silencio por favor, which means silence, please, in Spanish.
Silencio por favor.
Ben?
What?
I don't speak Czechoslovakian. I'm going to have to ask you to settle down on that shit.
What?
What?
Could have just said Spanish.
But that wouldn't have been the easy joke to make. Damn it.
Ever the pessimist, Eliza Dushku.
Love it. Please, Eliza, come to our show. Well, I say show, but it's like a commentary.
Damn, she's mad.
My spanky pants? Sir?
Oh, look, it's Meth Guy.
I never did like him.
By the way, the way she smacked the shit out of him, when, like, that shit looked like that hurt. Like, she actually smacked the shit out of him.
Serves him right just for the way he acts.
And also for doing meth.
Why can't I make it about a drug thing? Just because he looks like he's done drugs.
Oh, God, get her a doctor, please.
I thought that was a nosebleed. Jesus.
No, I think it was, it looked like, I think the blood on her on top. Oh, look, it's gay love. It's guy love.
It's guy love, no compromise.
This guy looks like he's Hitler's dream.
God damn it, Ben.
Doesn't he look like it, though? No. Perfect facial complexion, blonde hair, blue eyes, fit, athletic.
Calm your shit down. Also, what was the little brother's name? Like, Aaron? No, that's not Aaron. No, that's the boyfriend. Yeah, asshole boyfriend, yeah. Shit.
Fun fact, my first playoff game, I threw up because I was so nervous.
See that? See the food? Yeah. Don't want any part of that anymore.
Yeah, but, yeah, I threw up on my first playoff game. It's a different atmosphere, man.
It's actually kind of bothering me now. Because I want to find out what other things this kid was in.
What, the younger actor?
The yeah, brother? Mr. Meth Guy.
Oh, he probably died after this movie from doing too much meth.
God damn it, Ben.
Look at him. He looks like he did meth. That kind of damn, that kind of fucking face.
You are the worst. Just the absolute worst. Oh, hey. They're about to do the thing. Then Jesse Bradford portrayed Cliff Patone. Missy.
I wonder how long did they have to train him to do particular cheers, and I part of me wants to think that like namely the background extras who are doing like the flips, they're the ones who were actually ex cheerleaders or gymnasts or athletic people who can do stuff like that.
More than likely. God. Wait, I think I found it. Cody McMaines.
Oh, I was gonna say that's like if that's an anagram for cocaine, if I've ever heard one.
I'm sick of your shit right now.
He looks like he does drugs.
Well, he looks like he's done a lot better. I swear to God, if he is a certain character, this is going to blow your mind if it turns out to be a certain thing.
Okay.
Because immediately in, like, known for... Oh,
this
he
is
was...
what we call... This scene is what we call when you expose white people to hip-hop.
God damn it, Ben. So, the Mr. Meth Guy, or at least the person that you're referring to as a meth kid, was Patch and Thomas in the Magic Railroad and Thomas in the Tank Engine.
I don't remember watching that, so my mind's not blown.
It was released the same year this was.
So he was Thomas the Tank Engine?
He was a character called Patch.
Oh, so he was a meth engine. Okay.
God fucking...
He's an engine that delivered meth. Gotcha.
I'm sick and tired of your shit right
Tell
now.
Me he doesn't do meth! Look at him! I'm gonna say that for the last time.
So he was in a movie called FDR, American Badass. Back in 2012.
Of course he was. Is that the last movie he's done?
Yes. That is an interesting title to have.
Oh, look, he flew out to Florida. I don't know how. I guess his parents must be super rich, too.
And his sister is also there, so...
No, but he wasn't there shown to begin with, remember? Because he called her?
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I guess...
You don't pay attention, privileged you white son people. Of a bitch.
Ben, I'm trying to do things. I'm trying to do all of the things at the moment. I'm going to have to ask you to settle your shit down. The kid was in a thing called Tumbleweeds. Cheerleading equals death.
I actually do like that we actually get two full-on back-to-back performances from them. That's actually a little nice way to bookend the movie.
Yeah, it's pretty great that they finally pull off an original cheer. Or what we assume is an original
cheer. It's the girl from earlier who broke her neck. Not broke her neck, but probably like hurt her spine or something.
Yeah, we saw when she like displaced her neck. Not her, God.
Bones. Well, it may not have, like, they might have just had the neck brace on there just to keep her stable.
Yeah.
It may not have been, like, a neck injury, but probably a leg injury.
Play Free Bird!
This is not that, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I will say this, though, in relation to band, what you're saying. I remember the best band I'd ever seen was from a school called New Braunfels, Texas. Every year, their band would like do crazy marching band stuff, like legit, like great choreography, and they always had a huge band, like covering the whole football field, kind of huge.
I feel like the band major at my school hated my family, because my sisters were also in band.
I feel like you're projecting at this point.
No, my sisters were also in marching band, and they were also kicked out due to health reasons. Like, from what I remember...
Self, don't do Stomp the Yard with Mr. Dragon.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's a band movie.
You're a band movie. Oh, shit. Settle down there, lady. Come on. Ah. That feeling when you pop your neck just right? It's great.
Nope.
Kid, settle down. You're a fucking meth engine, apparently.
Yes, thank you. You succumbed to the mess side.
To the mess side, you say.
By the way, they're
the Messiah, you might say.
By the way, their high school name was Rancho Carne, which is ranch meat.
Meat ranch.
Ranch meat.
Meat ranch.
Meat ranch. Yep, or meat ranch, which is probably the English translation. But ranch meat sounds better.
I was about to say, isn't like some words rearranged in a certain way for whatever stupid reason?
Foreign people like to be special.
Like those Japanese that read backwards.
What? No.
Yeah, you have to read, like, back to front in a Japanese manga.
This is...
It's weird. Wow, $20,000! How much did we pay that choreographer? About, it was $19,000, so this is still a bonus for us. We still make money. Oh, that's right. He broke that stool. And we have to pay for the sexual harassment suits. Shit, we're in the red. So how much money do we actually have? Well, shit.
Wait a minute. They didn't win.
Who wants to go to Taco Bell for some cheesy gordita crunches?
The defending it's actually... This is... And normally in... Because this is a sports movie. You know, this is actually a sports movie. I think this is one of our first official sports movie. In tradition, most sports movie ends on a feel-good moment with the team winning it all. And it's actually interesting that the ones that they stole from won it all, serving justice that, you know, they're not only did they have the better routines, but they're also performing them a lot better.
Right. It's also reminds me of a certain antidote that I've heard from a wise, drunken man. You did your best and failed horribly. The moral of the story is, never try.
Or how about just get good?
That quote was from The Simpsons.
Was it Grandpa Simpson who said that?
No, that was Homer.
Oh. That makes much more sense.
It was either when Homer was trying to get Bart to play football, baseball, or shit. Or trying to do good grades, build up. Fucking card. There's been too many episodes. Or not enough episodes. I don't believe in kisses anymore.
And, like, it's not like a second. Like, they know it sucks to lose, but there's losing and then there's losing with grace, you know? Not everybody knows how to lose gracefully.
God damn it. You're supposed to not believe in curses. Oh shit, you're my sister. You're not the one that I wanted to hug sexually. It's rude. Look at that $1 million smiley he's got there.
I'm gonna get laid with cheerleader. My dreams come
yeah,
true.
Yeah, buddy. Cheer captain.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Woo!
There's that feel-good moment that we all want. By the way, that one male cheerleader is hugging both of the opposing the Clovers cheerleaders.
It's not inherently sexual, Ben.
This is
keep it in your pants.
This is Hey Mickey, isn't it?
Hey Mickey, you're so fun. You're so fun. You blow my mind. Hey Mickey.
This is Hey Mickey. That's right.
Yeah, this is actually the song where Minnie Mouse sang to Mickey. To
you're full of shit.
Win his heart.
Who doesn't know this song though? Like even like I think when people think of cheerleading, they honestly think of this song first. Either that or like I said earlier, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. I think this is the first time we've actually seen bloopers.
They're called outtakes, sir. God damn it, my hair was in my face.
I love bloopers.
You can easily tell they had a good time doing this movie.
Oh, definitely.
And that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Like you can make a subpar movie, but like when you see that the actors are having a good time, it makes you enjoy. A B movie becomes an A movie because of that. Even though it's not really that good.
Yes. If all the actresses and actors have fun, you know you're going to have a good time. With that said, that is our commentary over Bring It On.
No, the thing's not over yet. Okay, what are your thoughts on Bring It On?
It's just the outtakes.
What are your thoughts on Bring It On? We haven't done that at least.
Sorry, very beautiful lady. But my thoughts are these. It is a very fun, feel-good movie. Even if you think this is going to be really dumb, you think you're not going to like it, you should at least try it out anyways, and you're probably going to enjoy yourself. Not to be too presumptuous. Also, get off the stage. You're a hack. Get out of here.
I like how he's in character even as he's doing this particular scene. I just think that's kind of funny.
Turns out he's actually a comedian. They start beating the shit out of him.
Gangbang.
What?
All they're doing the Rockettes. That's not the Rockettes. I don't believe that's the Rockettes.
Is that not the same thing that they do for that?
Is that the one? I think, yeah, okay, you're right. Either way, I think this is a fun movie. It's not the greatest movie ever, but it's a damn good feel-good movie with a lot of beautiful women, but it's not... While there are titillating moments, it's not all about that, and there's enough, you know, sort of funness about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I wish we could do this commentary again, just so
there
I
is a sequel!
Enjoy, but they're not in the sequel.
No, they're not in the sequel. They all went on to... All these actors went... at least the main actors went on to bigger and better things after this. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. Thank you for sticking with us. Next week, when we come back... We're going to go back to the cartoon world again. It's my pick. So next week, we're going to bring to you Looney Tunes Back in Action, starring Brendan Fraser, Bugs Bunny, and Daffy Duck.
God help us all.
Dragon, plug your shit before we can go.
I am on the Twitters and the Twitch under the same handle as MrDragon01. Enjoy my content and my shenanigans where I troll Ben on the social medias.
And twitch.tv/Iggy2814. Follow me at twitter.com/MarvelsIggy for updates. And from there, you can get my YouTube links and all that stuff. Either way, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this commentary that got a little bit deeper than you would think for a Bring It On commentary. But it's over. We will see you all next week for Looney Tunes Back in Action.
#GetBenPyTrending.